Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. She was a Canadian-bred filly which loved to drink coffee and which her groom nicknamed after a candy bar because she had such a sweet personality. And she was the Eclipse Champion 2-year-old filly of 1972. Her name was La Prévoyante. A homebred for Montreal financier Jean-Louis Levesque, La Prévoyante was named after an insurance company which Levesque owned. Translated, the name meant Lady of Foresight. Foaled on April 22, 1970 in Ontario, La Prévoyante was from the second crop sired by U.S. Horse of the Year Buck Passer. Her dam was a full sister to Canadian Horse of the Year Northern Dancer. A well-proportioned bay filly of medium size, La Prévoyante was sent to John Starr for training. Groom Leo Davidson was holding a cup of coffee one day, and as the filly nuzzled him, she dumped the coffee on his jacket. She immediately began lapping it up. Davidson said she began drinking coffee on a regular basis soon thereafter, but only so long as the coffee came with cream and sugar. It was also Davidson who gave La Prévoyante her nickname of Tootsie Roll, because, as he put it, she had such a sweet personality. She was so well behaved, he said, that you could invite her into your living room. Davidson added that La Prévoyante was a big ham that loved to be petted and also would pose for cameras. Trainer Starr began the filly's racing career in the spring of 1972 in Canada, where she won 3 stakes by a combined 16 lengths and defeated males in the Collins Stakes. Her U.S. debut would come in the Schuylerville at Saratoga, which she won as the 2-1 favorite under jockey John LeBlanc, running her record to 6 wins in 6 starts. 3 weeks later, La Prévoyante returned to Saratoga to win the 81st running of the Spinaway, this time as the 2-5 favorite. In September at Belmont Park, before a crowd of 33,000, she went to the post as the 1-5 favorite and cruised home by 7 lengths to win the Matron Stakes. One by one, La Prévoyante was picking off the most prominent races for 2-year-old fillies on the Eastern Seaboard. And the streak would continue as she was about to add another stakes win at Belmont Park. The date was October 7th, and the race was the Frisette. 3 inches of rain fell that day at Belmont, with fog settling around the track by post time. And on a sloppy track as the 3-10 favorite, La Prévoyante ran her record to a perfect 10-10, including an 8th consecutive stakes win. It was also becoming clear that La Prévoyante was a versatile filly. She had won on dirt and turf, and she had won on tracks listed fast, good, slow, and sloppy. Next, it was a trip to Laurel Racecourse and the $100,000 Salima Stakes. Dispatched as the 1-10 favorite, this time with Ron Turcotte aboard, and once again racing on a sloppy track, La Prévoyante drew clear and won by a 14-length margin. After the race, Turcotte told the press that riding the filly was like racing a Cadillac against a bunch of Volkswagens. In her final start of the year, La Prévoyante won the Gardenia Stakes at Garden State Park by 18 lengths at odds of 1-5. She ended the 1972 campaign with a perfect 12 wins in 12 starts and an Eclipse Award as America's outstanding 2-year-old filly. She was also named Canadian Horse of the Year. La Prévoyante would continue racing in 1973, winning a pair of minor stakes, and her career would continue through the end of her 4-year-old season. Regrettably, she died of a ruptured lung following the running of the Miss Florida Stakes at Calder Racecourse on December 29, 1974 in Florida. Calder would create a race in memory of the standout filly, with the La Prévoyante Stakes later being moved to Gulfstream Park. Sports columnist Jim Coleman, writing in the Vancouver Sun, said that death came swiftly and unexpectedly for La Prévoyante. He added, she'll be remembered in the record books as follows. La Prévoyante, bay filly by Buck Passer out of Arctic Dancer. 39 starts, 25 wins, 5 seconds and 3 thirds, $572,417. Coleman noted that La Prévoyante was the richest Canadian-bred filly or mare in history. But then he added, quote, that record will soon be erased in this day of inflated purses. And the tragedy is that La Prévoyante was robbed of the opportunity to leave a lasting mark on the Canadian turf as a broodmare. She left nothing to posterity, and it's a crying shame," end quote. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.